Too many different cookies over here. Let's start off with what's in the Zayin Gela Loko, the Sifter Zayin. Sifter Zayin is the case of Maducho, that the Gemara, the Jungle Macholikis, the Aflava and Beit and the Sokhan, the Beit Orem and Beit Acharisis, what's the Loko over there? Is it good enough with Libun or Hagolo? That the Ikwa Machmet to Libun, and the Ever is similar upon the Loko of Hagolo. The case of Maducho is a similar case. The Rishonim give here. They say a case of Maducho is you have a basic grinding machine that grinds up lechem, bread, together with something that's chavir, with shum. They grind these two things together. Therefore, since this thing is something that's good there, therefore this Maducho has a gedder like a basic sa'ar. And therefore, the shallah is to do agala or to do libum. Locha, the remachman, rachila, to libum. And the evad, the same of a form, gedder of agala. The case of the Rishonim is the case of you have lechem or mamashes, you have bread there, and you have shum, they're grinding the two together. The question is, what happens if you have a case that there's no lechem there per se? You just take a case of shum that you're grinding up together, except the shum has the bleus of lechem. Again, a case of halacha, the Rishonim in the place of the is if you have a case of lechem and shum being grinded together, and there you have to agala olibon. What happens if you're grinding one thing only? Only grinding shum. But the shum has belias of chomet. You take shum, you call it with a chomet, take a knife, and now it's belias inside of a chomet. Now you take a maducha, you grind it up. What's the halacha in that case? Which comes out to really the Maravamah's case, as being a vinegar all year round, what's the halacha when you cut, let's say, your onion with a pleshka knife, and you put your onion now into your milk like a blender, what's the halacha of your blender? So first understand where this Mogavram and the Noiskem are coming from is first the background of what the Loch of Charif is. But we know the first Loch is the transfer taste has to be dafka something that's hot. That either it's the heat has to be transferred one thing to another or kavish kavavosu, maliko kisli. But the only the concept of transferring has to be something hot, and mine also helps it out. We have one other thing that transfers. We have Yisoid, something Charif, something that's sharp, and we have Yisoid, something that's of Tuchid Sakino. We have two things, the two different Gemaras. One is Gemara Chulun, and Dal Chetz and Beis, the Gemara that says, when someone takes a sakin of a goy, the Shechita with it, shall is what's the Locha by the Mokim with the Shechita, the sakin of a goy, of Isser, what's the Locha? The Gemara says, you have to Klippo, why Tuchid Sakino? The one Yisoid, by the special din, by a sakin, even though there could be no heat there, the Locha is, or less heat, Loch is dukkah of sakina due to the pressure of a knife over cool the polias over there. Now the place can say lav dafka is a dukkah, let's say you take a fork and you puncture something, the same inside. Anything that do with pressure to make a hole to cut with, that will have a loch of a knife or dukkah of sakina. The loch will come down by dukkah of sakina when you learn tzadik dalit. You take a piece of meat, and you call it say, it's a hot piece of meat, so then the meat, the milk and knife will cut a hot piece of meat, then the meat will need shishim and a tila, and the knife will need an itza. Let's say you cut a piece of meat that's not hot, not yet slow for you, but yet it's warm, the loch is very clean, the sleep on the Gemara says, even though there's no heat there, it's only not yet slow for you, but the warm piece of meat, due to the fact you have duchas, the sakino, and it's a warm piece of meat, the piece of meat needs sleep on. Let's say you cut a cold piece of meat with a milk knife, so me'ika didn't need nothing, and the chokmas adam, and those on the choshev, you should be machler, and do sleep on. Therefore what happens, people in my house, sometimes they take a milk knife and cut a piece of meat, so even when it's cold, the anhoga to be machma klipa, even though mikra didn't mean nothing. Why the side of dukha de sakino? Another case, you have a halach of dukha de sakino with acharif. Halach is by klisheni, will be make or mark mahasid. Klisheni and double gush is by hefti rubo. Klisheni and double gush and dukha de sakino, to be thinking of machma, it's also. Mazon passing the mice, it's also. So you have one side, which really the side of maducha is based upon. This whole sift design is upon the side of what? It's a blender, or a maducha, whatever, grind things off. A side of dukha de sakino, even though there's no heat. The fact that you have pressure over here, pressure will make belias come out. That's one yisoid of sifter zayin. The second yisoid of sifter zayin is yisoid of dovah harif, something that's sharp. It's really based upon the Gemara, on daf kuf yud alef, on beis and chul, and the Gemara that it says, you take a tznoyin, you take a radish, and you cut it with a fleshka knife. Can you eat this radish now with a kutach, with the milk get dip? Says the Gemara, you can't. You can't. Says Rashi, one reason, you have two reasons, either out of the shamun, the top of the knife, or it says the knife has belias inside, and due to Dava Harif will take out the belias. So you have a second side that first of all, Dukka will take out belias, and a second side that since something is sharp, will take out belias. Something is sharp, will take out belias. Now the questions you really have to know is three different questions. Meshavua brings it down over here. Derech Agav, Betzirufim. That why Charif? That when it comes out, how much is Zav Charif going to ask for something? One thing first is that we know the halacha is that a case of a nap or not, Maisel will be mutter. For example, you take a case of spaghetti, you cook it in your Polish kapas, even Ben Yoimoy. You take your spaghetti and you put cheese on it. Now, what are you allowed to not like a kilo of pasta snap? Let's say you put cheese on it. Halacha is clearly allowed to eat the spaghetti with cheese. I leave the meat, nap or not, with cheese upon it, no problem. What about Zav Charif? You cut your onion with a Polish knife. Now you take your onion and put it with your cheese sandwich. Is that a nap by nap? Or is it a one nap? The Lacha and Tzadik, Vav and Maisel and Machmer. The Shavu says the Tzir, can you make it over here? But otherwise he says, we're Machmer, we call Zav HaChrif one nap. That means you take your onion, you cut it with a fresh knife, you put it on your cheese, the Maisel, you can eat it together. Even with Zav mixed together, it's also. That's one Chumra of Zav HaChrif. We give it a getter of one nap. A second Chumra of Zav HaChrif, also which we're over here bringing down, is that the Klal is, everyone knows, Nice time of gam, ain't a bnei yoyim alamayt is motor. Ain't a bnei yoyim alamayt is motor. For example, take chazi, cook it in your pot. 30 hours later, you cook inside of it, kosher food. The food is 100% no problem. Why? Ain't a bnei yoyim is motor. Motor. However, by Dov HaCharif, 5 months later, you cook inside of it something sharp. Or take out the bliyas that was in there and mashri lele shvach. In most cases, of courage shall chiltis. A type of vegetable that's very, very sharp, that will, the Gemara says, will burn out the stomach of an animal. That's how sharp the vegetable is. The Gemara says, but sir, it's mashri lele shvach, will make it back and be a ben yoimai. Therefore, the Rishonim argue, is that dafka bar kur shall chiltis or everything? The poskim l'chachila machman say, anything sharp, any onion, anything done with an onion, the halacha is, will make any ben yoimai into a ben yoimai. Now, let's say you have two heterim. We just said chiddush, that what happens if a charif, you make it to a naf a naf, can be masma. One chiddush. Make it to one naf. The second chiddush we just said is that dava charif, make any ben yoyim into ben yoyim. Let's say you have to come out to both chiddushim, on be mekel. There's a known base mayor, the base mayor says, that let's say you have to come out to both chiddushim, be mekel. For example, happens all the time, that a person cuts an onion with a milk and knife and then puts it inside his cholent. You ready to put it inside his cholent? Now, it's enough in a ben yoyim. So you have to come out to be machmir, you have to make the mashri with a shvach onion, to make into ben yoimoy, and also you have to say it's made to one nat. So says the base mayor, since you have to say two chumras, therefore your children's beseder. I mean, before you put into your children the body of onions, but once you put into your children, but you have it, it's simach on these two things to be makel. Pshim Gorim and Maisa argues. So my colleague is base mayor, and Pshim Gorim, do you say these two do you say trei chumras to be machmir on these onions, once your children to not? Mishmuk rather brings down both these kulas together and still these machmir. The Mishnah Berurah in the Sha'atin Kuv Zayin says, even though by Dava Charif, it's Eina Ben Yoimah, and it's not Fanat, you might think can be make with Sophie Machmer, it's only make of a tip, out of the Mashu, void all the Tzirufim. Now, nearly it's not a Raya from over here, the Mishnah Berurah like the basement, against the basement, because Kumut the Pesach, Pashi Yesh Machalik. Myself, these two coolers that the basement says can be make upon, the Sha'atin brings it down, and there's no Raya from the Sha'atin, but he brings down the concept of these two coolers, you can't be Mitzav to be make up. One, the third shall left no by Dava Charif, how much is going to be offered? Is when you cut a knife with a milk and knife, with a, let's say, a trefa knife, you cut an onion with a trefa knife, is it also a klipa and a tila kuloi? Like it's a lochri passing kuloi, but you have in a tila. The most of the mice in Israel happened a couple weeks ago, Shemati, a guy, he cut his onions with a milk and a knife, someone, a girl, I think, cut a milk knife in half, then the chafi wants to put into the shulam, so her husband knows a little bit of if it's a heta, yodaya. So he told him, no, cut off a klipa with a fleshka knife and then put it inside. So he cut off a klipa and put it inside. So in essence, what did he do? He cut it onto the milk knife, which we say is kuloi, then he cut off a klipa with his fleshka knife, which we say is kuloi, and best we threw it into the shulam, and he just made a bottle of onion, he made a bottle of onion put into the shulam. Fine, maybe the truth is we make it, but otherwise, what do you just do? We pass him kuloi, and with this guy knows a little bit of Esther, not know enough of Esther. But my feet just asked it on Stark, very Givaldic, he made the bottom hole of onion, mice offer to eat. So, again, so what comes out from Chayrif the Sugya? First, we machma kuloi, Aleph. Second, we make it into one knot, not two knots. And third of all, we make it into Ben Yama, into Ben Yama. And all three things are brought down over here by Meshavua, but Zerufim, otherwise, the machma all three. Now, where they're coming up from over here, there's a Mogavim, Mishnah Berurah, is this mice, let's take the case we just said right now. The guy caught an onion with milk and knife, and they clearly caught it with a fleshka knife. So what happens? The onion of the mice is offered. What happened the second knife? The second time he caught it with a fleshka knife. Is the knife of mice a kosher or shayf? What's the shayla? Shayla over here in the Shulchan Aruch is discussing that the blade, the matrucho, will go into the food, into the onion. The blade will go to onion, make the onion milchik. What about the kertikes? The other way around. You cut an onion, fleishik. Now you're cutting with the milk knife first. Then you cut with the fleishik. Does the onion go back into the knife? Does it go back into the knife? What's the loch of the sakim? So, we'll take the case how the Mogar Ramal here says it. Mogar Ramal has mamash the same case. He says, what happens if you first cut a knife with a... Okay, start off with the case of, I think, fleishik. What was it? No, fleishik. First cut with fleishik, the zangvil, a case of ginger colored fleishik. Then he says you put inside your matuka, which is basically your blender. What's the loss of your blender? Says the Mogar, again, the case of Mogar Ramal is very simple. You cut a zangvil with fleishik. Your zangvil now is belayer with fleishik. You put it inside your maducho. Maducho you want tiny now also comes fleishik. Then you put in zangvil, which is parvel, which is belayer from the maducho, in the blender. And then you eat the zangvil with milchik. He says, people do shleikidim. Those are words of Mogar Ramal. I put in our terminology, in layman's terminology. Basically, you cut a onion with a fleishik knife. You put this onion inside your blender. Your blender, says the Mogar Ramal, becomes fleishik. Now you put inside, next day you put whatever else you want, you put another onion, a parva onion, you call it a parva knife. You take out this onion with the locha, fleishik. You eat it with milk, says the Mogar Ramal, you did shaloi kedim. Says the Mogar Ramal Chiddush, lav dafka going into an onion is going to make an osir, makes anybody name to ben yoyman, a din of a nat, banat, get of a nat. Who would identify carrot? An onion going back into a blade also have the same exact in, the same chumrah, and therefore what happened to your blender? The blender mamish became a fleishik. Your blender is fleishik, you have to deal with like a fleishik, a blender, a fleishik, a knife, and you either have to cash it if you can, with agolo, with mice, we don't fleishik, we don't believe, but you can do with agolo, if you can cash it, a mice would be fleishik. That's the pashuk of the words of the Mogar Ramal. Now those who were factoring upon the Mogar Ramal, but the mice, anyone who has been Shabruah or the Chachazodim, were Shabruah being Zama Loko. His words are, Yesh Lazar, be very careful, it's talking about not Pesach, it's talking about Basel Lecholov. He says, Yesh Lazar, it's not called Zangvil. The Zangvil, rather, is lesser problem than onion. Zangvil, some people say it's not even Charif. But Zawah Machma, rather, it's Charif, and onion 100% is Charif. So be very careful, don't cut it with, only with a new knife. And therefore, Sam McCloud, that the girl at Chorim passed 300 years already right, that every house will have three sets of knives. She had milk, he's placed it comparable to the pre-Chodesh, and all the place came afterwards. Why? Because if you cut part of a thing, you get, with place, you milk and knife, get the problem. And therefore, the chenogim, the baseline, or the shubi nogim, the whole process, that about everyone should have three sets of knives and three sets of cutting boards. Also, what are you going to cut into against the problem? We'll get to that. That's going to be the next stage. Meister, about you have to have three sets of knives. That's the right thing to do. Thomas, what happens? You know, you cut with a fleishik knife. Says the mishvua, yishlazor, don't do that. Because if you do it, you put it inside your blender or your maducho. Then what happens? Maducho becomes fleishik. Then you put your parv inside. And the meister, what happens? You just ate both of them all together. You even into the rabbonim, and you only have to fast 40 days. Fine, let's off this. So the meister, yishlazor, says the mishvua. Now that's aleph. Now those are going to come along and say, first of all, that's not what the mishvua or the whole talk of the Mogar Ramal means. The Mogar Ramal is for kasher. It says, coming from the halacha in Yerden, Kosei, that there's a klal, that the halacha is that this case of the onion is not really fleishik. Why is it fleishik? Because it has belias of basar inside. The halacha of belias inside of food would go inside a kli. To go inside a kli, to look in Simon Kosei, on the Zayin, the Taz over there says, the whole talk is like Kesim Kocho, she says, that the belias inside the onion will not go back inside the blade. It won't go back inside. So, Prekta Prima Godim, over here by us, how in the world are you answering the madufa? How are you answering the blender? Very nice, it goes from the blade to the onion, that everyone agrees it goes to. Blade to onion, it goes out. The maestro, but the onion back to the blade, it's a blur right now. And it's a blur, the maestro cannot go back inside the cleat. So what are you, Mogar Ramal, saying that you can make your blender fleishik? How in the world does it's a blur from the eichel go back inside the cleat? Oh. Primogodim leaves it blank. Don't say kachos or shuman either one. We'll get back to that point. So says the Primogodim, Yumangas Chiddush. He says over here, only in this case, you know why? Because you grinded up the maducha so much, it came like a case of kemach, flour. Kemach halach is a gedev lach. It's lach. Mamish lach. There's no belias over here. You grind up so much that the inside, let's say you had a fleishik that was inside your zangvil, the fleishik's not inside anymore, it came out. Going to lach, you have what do you have right now? You have zangvil that's lach. You have meat that's lach. It's just like the case of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch's case is what's being belayah shum together with lechem. It's mamoshes. So also, it's not a gather of belayah over here. It's since it came to lach, kemach, flower, mamash is nothing, it's nothing, no bleas over here. It's not moshes. Yeah, no, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be really a bomb kash in the Pirmigon if you say Yumalo. Can't be. That can't be. You're cutting the zangzel, the ginger. Please inside. But now he says how to go back into it. When you grind it back into your maducha, it gets crushed so much the flour. Flour and the alach and kuftes, your pastas get a lach. Get a lach, so the best thing you have zangzel touching next to basar. It's not a bleed inside basar, it's next to basar. It's as if it's separated already. Therefore, it'll come out. It really depends what you do with the blender. If you puree your food, then it will happen. You puree, everyone knows puree means, right? You make it into baby food, make it into mamash together, lach. The lach will be, it'll go into your blender, make it fleishik. If you're cutting small pieces of onions, according to smiles, people go, it won't be fleishik, it'll be powerful. There will be no way coming, going from the case of the onion inside your blender. So it comes out, even though those who are taina, Pimgom says, Pshamba Mogavrom, that might say, what's the lach of your blender depends. If you puree the food, the blender might still be case of fleishik. If you with a flesh onion, you don't puree it, it'll just be it'll be onion touching the case of your blade, won't go into your blade. The mice of your blade will be parable. Now the question is, does the Mishabru agree and the Chacham Zonim agree, or they disagree? Mice of those who before we get if we pass it like the Mogavram, do they agree even the definition of what the Pim Godom says? Sifta Zayin. Sif Yud Ches is a case of Ribaisen. Ribaisen is a case of a greater, Megaris. Ribaisen is basically the mod case. You have a Ribaisen, you now, it says over here, the Meister, you want to catch Ribaisen, you can't clean it very well. You have to, Meister, the Minik is not to catch it at all. Meister of a Ribaisen, a greater. It says in the Mogavram, what's the problem with the Ribaisen? He says, very simple, what happens when you take it first with Chomet, or even with Chrein that was cut with a Chomet like a knife, same case. Take Chrein, cut with a Chomet like a knife, the Chrein is filet now with onions. It says, what you can do, you're going to grate it on top of your grater. Now you want to use the chachrein for Pesach on the same grater. He says you can't. You know why you can't? Because you have Be'en on top of the grater. So why is there Be'en on top of the grater? They even believe it's inside the grater. The mamash sounds like the Prima Godim. That's exactly what happens when you use a maducha, where a mamash makes it puree into mamash kemach, echanami and bibalei inside. Mamash thinking, when you use a grater, hash is a grater, we'll make into kemach. Hash it, you know, get the point. The Pashi won't make it into Kemach. The Yisrael Mogavram is very good. It says you have to have emotions on top of it. It sounds like the Mogavram is Mamash right to Prima Godim. Meister, if you read the Sugyo, the Aloch of Sivit Ches, not right at all. Sivit Ches, the story is what happened. You use the grater the second time, not just for a chrit, even for things that are a carrot. You want to use the carrot on the same grater you use all year round. The problem is the Belias on top. The Mamash is on top. The Vada Mogavram is Bayah, the Mamash is on top. For Mogavram, you have no right in Mekan, no right either way. Maestro comes along to Mr. Brewer, he's very clear. The Imperial of Chrein, Bar Pesach, Shudova Chrein, Stok Shishim, Nev, Kolor, Rebaitim. Why? Shinaf, the Kulay Chomet, are they a Blish, Shabom, a Chrein, Imperial of, and Nephil, the Sakin Chomet. You took Chrein, you cut it with a Chomet stick of Sakin. So now you're Chrein during the year of Chomet stick. You put it onto your grater. Now what happens to the grater? He says, it's a Blish, Shabom, a Chrein. It's belaya, everything, the grater is being belaya from the chrein. Therefore, when you do the chrein on Pesach, the mice will be also versus the whole type of the chrein. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is the grater become also? Because it's a belaya shabolam achrein. It's a belaya that was belaya from where? From the chrein. Now, according to Pim Gomes Mahalach, it's a belaya shabolam, came lach, not from the chrein. It came belaya from the, it's touching the chomet itself. So we're clear the Mishabu has passes like the Mogavram Aleph, and he understands the Mogavram Lav Dafka is Lach. If it's being Balea from the Chrein itself, the Mice itself is. Just like we know it goes from the knife into the Chrein, who wouldn't go from the Chrein into the knife, being Balea from the Chrein. So come out, we have Mishabu, there are 2 points for the Mishabu. First, I want to point out Mishabu earlier says, Yesh Lezar, who says he asked that? He writes over here, Osir. I see, first, he asked this, don't tell me he's only Chomer than Chosh Mogavram. He writes over here, Osir, Aleph. And Beis says, what's also? It's also because being belay from the chrein. That means, understanding it, that what's not a case of kemach and being belay from the chrein, it's being belay from the chrein, and therefore just like it went from the knife into the chrein, going from the chrein into the knife. That means Aleph, again, we have Poiskim of Meshabua clearly passing a local Amaisla, that anyone who doesn't see a blender, which I know numerous people have done after this, the past. What? They're talking about Boss Bacholov. In one case, for the Mogavram, talking about Boss Bacholov. And he's talking about Mogavram, says, what can they do all year round? From the Boss Bacholov. One time, Elisha was on the altar, one day, Boss Bacholov was called. So, no, I don't think so. And boy, the two are going to put the two together. It's the same Allah, same case, Mishbutam, Boss Bacholov. So again, it comes out according to Mishbu Ashita, from Mazadam, Master Shekel, Mogavram. They're saying the passion is that what happens, you just made your lender either fleshix, or if your brother was no fix, you made a trade. Mama's trade, and you're going to have to cash it. You have to cash it. That's one side. Sarasheni, there's another side who would also clearly argue. On the premise page, it's told to look at the Chavadas, the Yerodeo, brought down the Chavadas and Emeloizo on the page by the Master Shekel. And they come along, they argue. Chavadas and Numa Sachoinim, the Emeloizo, Mishuot Yaakov, and the Voido, Yad Yehuda. Numa Sachoinim argue in this point. They say, Avada, it cannot go from the onion back into the blade. Avada, we have a called Gemara, says it goes from the blade to the onion. But the onion back to the blender cannot go. Cannot go. Now, the Maaseh, there are two different reasons why it cannot go. So, the Nafkamina of Alofa had a paskin when it cannot go. One thought I say it cannot go is because a blur cannot go from something that's blur inside the onion back inside the knife. It cannot go at all. No way transferring back into the blender. No way, it doesn't go. That's one thought. A second thought there, and the other thought, it says it does go. Except it's very schwach what goes together, and not by not. No time we say that something's not together enough for not what's going into the onion's mushroom and shirach. But however, going from the onion back into the blade, now together enough by not by not, will be make them. It comes out the two swords that go around the Gdol HaChoinim that say why, again, to be makel. Either from Gomez Sword to be makel, the Chavadas Sword, it does not even go into the knife because it's a blur. Or another Evnaliza Sword, it goes, except it's together enough by not. Now, there's an Akmina and he's. What are you going to say? One shail is, an Issa Blua did not go to something of a Kli, or the blue, and, something that's Blua is not going to the Kli, is that talking by a Blua of Kachosh or even by a Blua of Shomim? So the Chavadas wants to say how he paskins is that it does not make a difference, it never goes back in. The Maestro Roy Poiskin retires, and Roy Poiskin say by Issa Kachosh won't go back in, but Issa Shomim will go back in. And that means it really depends what type of knife you have. Is it fleshik or milchik? Because your fleshik knife hashes blew up from it. It's a shami. It's a shami. No, no. By it's a blow. We're bekim. Only where only by it's the mamish not bekim with that shisha. If I understand what you're talking about. So ma'aser comes out first. The fleshik can say that if you want to be mekel, it really depends. If it's a kachosh, if it's from the milk of a knife, cut your onions for maiso. If you milk a knife and want to taste it had milk, or you want to get a get of cheese, or a big tumble of cheese, is it shami or not? What that's kachosh? For maiso, fine, it can be meikle, chavadas, even or it can be meikle. Maiso, go to the place of a knife, and it went inside your onion, and it's a blue of that shami. It's a blue of that shami, look for when it goes back to your blender, if you go for it, it'll come out that your blender will be placed. You won't have a sparrow, you want a team of gun, so a team of gun will be once you make a watch, it's a blue. Only by Itzvah Kachos, not by Shomim. So, let's start dividing up Lalocha first. Lalocha might have the swarm goal. Lalocha might, if it's Ketubah over here, brings down the same with Dava Charif. They want Taina, first of all, Avada, Lachatkhila, Avada, did not take your blender, that Tarva, and use it with your Fleshka on you that you call Fleshka knife. Avada, Lachatkhila, why? Might, Mishnah Brua, Lachavarim, the Maitha, Lachatkhila, you shouldn't do it. Show us what happened, you did do it. I show you it happened to me, it's Reuben, and it's other Fleshkim. And the farther they get the stack back, usually seems to be that you can't be Mekel B'dievet. Now, Pitzkei Chuvas over here says, Mekel B'dievet, how is Kedai to be Makel? The Sefer Dava Kuvir says, Kedai to be Makel, and Lulukul, Avad, nearly, it should be Poshit, that you can't do Agolo, Avad, you should do Agolo. Mayas, you have Mogad Rom, and the Makel Shekel, the Poshit will say, Avad, Lachatkilo, you should be do Agolo. Problem is, your blender is, depends what material is made out of, it can be kasher, plastic, if you take the blade off Avad, you should be able to kasher it. And Avad, you should Lachatkilo, do Agolo to it. Now, what? Step by step. The Maestro is from the Maestro Makel. Why? That bunch of swords to be Makel. Like we saw from the beginning. First of all, the whole entire din of not by not is first of all, that those want to be Makel and say only as a get of a not by not, not one not. Allah Bezav, and Ben Yoimah, you always have also a syrup. Third, they want to say maybe also a case of Kokosh, you have another syrup. Also, the Evan Oedin Svaras, they get a nap and not. There are a bunch of Svaras that throw around, and through for Navadi, can be Mekel. The way the body paskins at the end of the day is the Eishat Svaras, Leish Lahakal. Means Lavadi Chatzili tries, you should do a Golo. If you can't, you have a bunch of Svaras, whether you can have the base mayor, Svaras, other Svaras, then the Pleskin mice are Mekel. Now, that's in the case again when you cut it with a blender, with a parafel. Let's say you do it now with a milk knife. Next case. Let's make step by step. You blend it with parafel, like a feel as you cash it if you can. You can't find the yitzhak mimus moich. Let's say if I get now you do it with a milk knife. Now, what's the chiluk you do with a milk knife or a parafel knife? Be clear. You cut your onion with a fleshik knife, the onion's fleshik. Now you cut it with a milk knife. What's the locha with that knife? The onion of vada, the person did, the maestro, the guy did, avada straight, vada still has the onion. You put inside your food, you have to screw up. But the avada on your straight. Now what happens to you milk a knife? Now what svara do you have? You don't have any more of the svara that Evan Eliezer that of what? It's not panat. Not panat yisuro. So you already knocked away one of the svaras of the terem. You're only left with the prim gomis svara and the chavidat svara. People come along the place and they say, Echlam, you have to go less mock massive. Now it really depends. Your one knife is whatever, it's 2 shekels, 10 shekels, or 15 shekels, not really acid. Talking about losing your blunder, you got a big problem. So maybe it's nichum had to have acid. But therefore, if you have a milking blender, make sure you don't do it with a fleshy onion. It's usually blended fiber, it won't be a problem. But a knife you do it with, the knife, the place can say, you have to be machmer, because you don't have both svaras to make, you only have one svar, and therefore, you cut your onion with a milking knife, the law is you have to cash it less than machmer has it. There is one other case, might be confusing, but I'll just take one more case. The same thing, let's say you cut it with a plastic knife, on this plastic, then you cut it with a milk knife one time, and the milk knife is ain't even near your money, not near your money. Now, the case, the question is, what's the halacha over there with the sakin? Now, over there, you learn similar to the case of Gimel. Over there, the halacha is you have a knot by knot with the ain't even near your money, the molomite is mekel. So if you cut it two times, the mice that only ready came off is being balei yisra. If you cut it one time, you're not being balei yisra. You bring balei a knot by knot with the ene ben yoimoy. Those who want to be more makel. And that's just, if you want to see ayin tevet haba charif, it's marach on this. But again, it comes out, what? Yeah, food of also. A lot of the food also. But the first time you cut it, you won't get back in yet. Depends on the terrace, that's only it's a chumra ba'amri, you have to know how far to take the chumra. I mean, you have a bunch of truth moving, you have to know how far to take it. So again, it comes out, just to be clear, aloch lamaisa, if you have, do not coat your onions with a fleshka knife, aloch. If you do coat with a fleshka knife, don't put your fiber blender. If not, you gotta cash your blender. Coat with a milkka knife before you start, you're gonna have to cash your milk knife, less than milk medicine. That's what comes out from this milk of rum, which the place coming down, and almish the brewer, which the place coming down, that's what you should look at pila. Next case. Is now we're looking at the said over here, maducha, a fresh, of cutting with a knife. In essence, you think about it, a knife does not cut by itself. You always need two sides. A razor or a sakin of a shchita, the knife is very sharp and cut by itself. A knife always needs pressure in the back. You try to cut something with these knives, always needs pressure. So that's when you're cutting from two sides. I mean, that's when you take anything, you take a wide piece of wood and push it against, very hard against an apple, it'll cut through. When it hits it, when it walks, you have tape on the back, you have a wide piece of wood, it'll cut through. The yisoid of a dukkah la dafkin of a sakin, again it could be even a fork, anything, but the yisoid of a sakin is dukkah, and it's really dukkah from two sides. What's the point of that? The point is, you cut it with a knife onto a cutting board. What's the lock of a cutting board? That means you cut a knife, flesh a knife, and you're milking a cutting board. What's the lock of that case? Or let's say a paper cutting board. So first, what's together of a cutting board? Come along again, the chacham sotam, looks like he's machmir over here for the smog and avram, it says it goes back into the blade. It also says the cutting board has the same getter as a knife. It's dukkah, it's pressure. Just like the knife has a getter of pressure, the cutting board has a getter of pressure. And therefore, whatever the knife will have, who then the cutting board will have. That means you cut a milk and knife on an onion, a fleshka table, what's the halacha, you just made an onion that's straight. Mama straight. And therefore, you have to be very careful to get, just like we said, the knife, make sure you have a powerful cutting board. If not, you just mama a straight onion. Now we'll have to get to what's the halacha of the knife. What's the luck of the onion? What's the luck of the cutting board? All three things have a question. So first, this you say that what the cutting board is, machlokes apoyskin. They bring down the Sefer Yeshua, if anyone knows who he is, the Maaser bring down, that Ketuba bring down the Sefer Yeshua. It says no. So you said of dukkah is after the thing that's cutting it for its sake, nothing is holding it back, giving, helping out the pressure. The Maaser said called safe, only the knife is doing the pressure, except for a case of maducho. Otherwise, but the knife itself is giving the pressure, and therefore the knife is going to only affect it and not the cutting board behind it. How? Either you fancy you cut something on it beforehand, or you put pizza. However, came a hot pizza, put cheese on it.
Hot cheese will make it.
If you do use that as a crusher, yeah.
Anything.
Then when they discuss,
you put your fork into your pickle and try to get out. You don't get out, especially with knife. You touch the pickle aside, it might be pleasure.
It's the same pressure. If the first time you have the spoon, it's the same pressure from the plate or from the spoon.
No, it's not being used to pressure. You eat something.
It's pressing on the plate, the same thing as pressing on the spoon.
No, it's not the same pressure. Try. When you eat something, it's not the same thing. It depends really what you think, how you're doing it. So first, again, this you study that a cutting board has a gedder of a knife is machlokes apoiskim. Maisachok zodim and the ikkar of apoiskim are the maisa machmud, the masham, and some kugah has a tshuva about it. And the maisa body is the maisa machmud. That means it comes out, like, first off, the onion. What's the luck of the onion? Or the snowing, the radish? You cut an onion on a milk knife on a milky cutting board, the onion maisa trick. That's all the maisa machmud. Once you put inside the food, that's something else you have to screw out. The maisa machmud onion is shaped. What happens in the case of the knife itself? What's the knife itself? So my self is for, if you go with the Mahalak of the Chokhmah Zodim, the same thing for permission to grow by us, the Shavua says it goes back into the knife. Not only do you trape up your onion, the Chachili just trape up your knife also. You see two things right now. What happens? The onion is cutting it, and it's coming to so the onion can milk the Chokhmah Zodim, and it has to go back into the knife. Really depends. If you go to Chavadas, maybe you can't be mangled, the Shavua says what happens? It goes back into your knife. So you traped up your knife, you traped up your onion. What? You don't have enough by not eating cereal. But you don't have lemonade, right? You also don't have lemonade. If it's more, it's masculine. Because you just traped up your knife and your onion. Now what happens on the thing that you're cutting on top of, the cutting board itself? So again, also the body says, you have to go kashrut. And he says, if you can't kashrut, that you're doing specific. That's from the maestro, how the body passes again, he asks the onion. He asks if you have to catch the knife, and even though also you have to catch the cutting board. Mm-hmm. And he says that you have to make all three, the Achila Badi and not do it, like the Chokhmah Zodim. And he's passing in. So there's the onion here, there's the knife here, there's the cutting board here. He says, can you make all the onion with the Yevon? Even with the Yevon. No, without the base mayor, because he also holds to be make all even on the onion on the Meshgua, even with the Yevon also. The second level of Harif goal is that even though the onion can make up the Yevet, on the Shavuot case, he was on tour, but the Yevet might as water. Well, the Chokhmah Zodim says Mikadin, no, but however it's Kedai to do a Klippah. Mikadin is the Nochor of Adas Motor, but Kedai to do a Klippah? Kedai means whatever Kedai means. But then no one says you have to, nobody, you don't have to. But there is a chumah of Chokhmah Zodim that the body brings down also, so the body doesn't continue on after.
Plastic,
so we're going to get the plastic, that's going to be next Sunday. What is the loch of plastic? Is it, if it's balea, it'll be the same exact like loch. The balea will be choshed, balea, balea will be choshed. So again, it comes out, again, if it's milk is on plastic, the loch is maisi, the chachili asks all three, according to the body, about the cash, all three, about the onion, maisi, the asked is masi, all three, but yeah, the body shouldn't do it. Well, for my sister, what you are, it depends what's going on. It depends if you have other students, you can't be make or not. That means you can say maybe it's ain't a ben yoimo, you won't make it a ben yoimo, it's not for not, or not. If a bunch of students, you can't be make or be mitzvah. Fine. Now, what happens the other way? Let's say you cut with a power of a knife. So, my sister, you cut with a power of a knife on top of a counter that's milchik on your power of an onion. Then, my sister, you have a bunch of choice to make. First of all, the safety Yeshua says it doesn't come back from the counter, Aleph. Second of all, you have the Eben Oizer of not by not, you won't go in. Third of all, you have the Chai Vedas, that the Bliyas won't go unless you have Bliyas won't go unless you, whatever, into a Kli. Why do you have a case? Before it's a case of not by not, always it's a B'chodosh. Fifth of all, the Maisa, maybe it's after by Snoin, not by Vitzel. The Maisa, those are all five reasons you can't be Mekel. The Maisa, if you think about it, Chokhmah Zodim asks all of them. The Imam, if he asks, he goes back in, he goes like Mogar Ram, he goes against all of them. The Maisa, if he's a power of a knife, numerous places can be made, but just know the body center got a chilo because the Chokhmah Zodim is machmon. All five two from what I just said, he holds all of them. We might see up in machmon. Fine. So again, adkan the case of what do the aplender that knife? Now, Mr. Brewer, again, it comes out very simple. Don't do it. If you do, maestro the knife before you have to cast you. As the cutting board, like a chilo, body should machmon, but the evidence machlokes are poiskim. What? Well, Shamin, or the Machlekes, but Hadas is probably more true, according to Albert Vimatsman. It's a serious. Not a baya, not a thing you have to work out. Not a problem that I'm sure every rabbi worked out when they asked you, when they moved the sigil. Fine. Yeah. Also, it's better, again, you have one to two of them, but a lot of Lechachilo, as it's forming down, we have three sets of knives, and we have three sets of cutting boards. In every house, you cut any onion, should always cut with a fire of a knife. That was, again, a big problem. Fine. Next sigil is go back to Kisa Gdeiro. So, first Kisa Gdeiro is a Sefi Dalas, Sefi Azvav. The Machloik is over here, what the... First over here, the Kisa Gdeiro, first of all, what's the locker? They simply take a cover, you cover your matzah, the locker is, that since the Vivalea from the Zeil go up, the Zeil come down, and therefore Asi Gdeiro and Asi Atapsha. That's what it says over in the Sefi Dalas, Sefi Azvav. Now, one of the halacha of the kitzik there is enim bnei yoymai. The be'etzem and the shvuah we're bringing down halacha and simitan gimel. The halacha and simitan gimel is that kitzik there will matma enim bnei yoymai to bnei yoymai. Now you learn over there in simitan gimel, it's not that simple. It's dafka by a very narrow path that has a little small crevice inside it, and it has some amosh inside. You can get it out. But might over here the place of matma, the magavon, the shvuah, they held anyway because of the theory of the shita. We hold enim bnei yoymai to be matma. That's in the something zayin. The more the ma'aser matma anyway. Even the machab al ma'aser gmi machma kizik day even the end of nei yomoy, and therefore we won't be mekel. Now, on the case of kizik day with mishvuah said you say the two leaves together to some kind of gimel, but he says over here the loch is, let's say you put a kizik day on top of something, and you took it off right away. And then again in your house sometimes what happens, you have a pot that's cooking meat, and somehow the reason you put the milfiga cover on top of it. And of course, usually what happens, you hop right away and take it off. What's halacha? The Mishnah over here says, if you see this nozea, nothing came off, and then a chance to affect, the mice is mortar. It's mortar. That means if you hop right away, and you check inside, there's nozea, there's no liquid, the mice is mortar.
The
thing's cooking. Something's cooking, and you put the wrong cover on top of it.
No, it has to be that.
Yeah, the
cover has to be that toilet.
No. Because the mice's food is all yet wetter.
But how do the pizza are coming out? It has to be
careful. So, let's see, you want to ask the take your milk in the pot cover. You have to catch your milk in the pot cover. The pot is not after the yacht wetter place.
Not the last time yacht wetter.
Because the food is there. It's coming out. There's yacht wetter place. So, he said they see from the shavua and the pleasure of being in the gimel that if you take it off right away, the mice, it's fine. If the mice see the zeh, the mice will ask the food, you're going to have to catch the pot cover. Now, over here, the sugya of zeh is coming around. Now I'm going to go through the barichas of sugya. We did it in the end of Simon Talik Beis, but there really are two different points over there to discuss. One is the side of zeh, is what is zeh? The Rosh says, over here, the place coming down, the Rosh, that zeh is called Isidavar. The loch of zeh is mamish like a thing itself. The Rosh is coming from a Mishnah Makshir, and that says you have a bathhouse, that the wood is tomei, it's mazia, the walls come tomei. Why? Because there it rises, hits the walls, and over the walls come tomei, is there, it's ka'itid over. Now, there is a shadow, what is there by? Is there by dafka, by mashka, by liquid, the case by water, or is there even by something that's yavish? So, in brought down if you've got in his akdama, he brings down that says by yavish is no zeya, and even by chalav mahutach, even chalav mahutach, even melted chalav, also he wants to say there's no zeya, in the sotik. Now, by mashka, there is zeya. So, comes up by water, there is zeya. By chalo there is no zayah, and something in between, chalav hutach is misopic. Therefore, that those places can want to tie up. For example, Moshe says, how do you use the oven? The oven it can only farm as a zayah. Moshe says, you want to cook your milk in some place, it's zayah, and it's dry, no problem. Why it's yavish? No problem. What's the bayah? No problem. Zayah, there's no zayah when something's yavish. You want to put your chalo in afterwards, no problem. The problem they're coming from is over here, that's the problem. It's over here, right? So what happens? You have a kisa, a kateo. You have upon it a charara. What's from the charara? It says it's two things. Either the kisei touched the charara, or the charara, the biscuit gave off zeya, gave off steam. Biscuit, charara, if something's dry, it's giving off steam. The magavram by us brings down. Mishvur and the grass don't bring it down. But mishvur, the magavram brings down. What's the problem? The problem is the charara is giving off steam. It says, so the maestro, we see that something dry gives off steam. So how in the world can it be Magadol the Maaser right that there's no Zeya by something that's Yavesh? I am the mighty before she tore my Rambam said is Zayah by someone Yavesh. So the people level me, you know how? And Chami I'm Chayzer. I'm Chayzer. I made a mistake. I quoted my Gdoma that what? There is no Zayah by Yavesh. There is Zayah by Yavesh and therefore I'm Chayzer. That's why it's over here three times. One time from Zayin, twice time from Aleph. There is Zayah by someone Yavesh. The Baya is, the numerous place from the Slamach upon the Pim Gadim, they quote Pim Gadim, he's a Rosh and Matim that said there's no Zay by W. Yavesh. You're right, I'm Chayzer. My is the Torah that way, is Mogar Vom over here that way, that said there is no Zay, there is Zay by someone that's Yavesh. So, Ikad, our other place can answer, ready before Pim Gadim, in Chatiakim is Kasha, or the Beis Meir is Kasha, and that's, the different Mahalkim answer, let's say two simple Mahalkim answer. One is how the Minchat Yaakov says, very simple, Chumma de Pesach. Since the whole Yisrael of Pesach is even Mashu, the Zeyah is not Zeyah by Yavesh. But maybe Ulai is going to be a Mashu, one Malchut coming out of a biscuit that's going to be Zeyah goes inside. But it's very simple, what is Zeyah? Zeyah Lamaita is only is liquid that turns condensed and rises up. Something that's totally dry, there's no Zeyah, there's no scent of the Zeyah. However, the food that you eat always has a little bit of water inside. This by the Chararo, Avad is a little bit of water inside, Avad there is. Except we assume there's no Zeyah. Alamai, for Pesach, since maybe there'll be some particles that come out for Pesach, come into Pesach, it's a mashu, it'll be machmer. Otherwise, all year round, it won't be machmer. Therefore, when Chesiak won't say, that's what come into Pesach. Or another Svara, the Beis Meir, of Shlomazam wants to tell you, the Beis Meir in Tosam Machalos, he says, that's over here, since the Kisa is mamish, samach, mamish, to the Chorah, it's mamish there, so it hits it right away, it's mamish, as if it's touching it, therefore, it's going to be belay of the Zeyah that comes right up. A little bit further away, it won't be affected by it, and therefore, it won't be a problem. Comes out again, if you want to be making and semach upon the sheets in the ovens that say there's no Zeyah, by some it's Yavish, it really depends. Don't call the Prima Gordon. Prima Gordon, Maestro, Chodizer, call the Beis Meir, call the Minchas Yaakov, call others. The Maestro, there's a tumor over here, from this tour over here, if what's the gate of Zeyah, and the Maestro, Machoik, the Paiskin, are those who Maestro Aster, and they come from this halacha, numerous Achoinim argue the Maestro, Numas Faiskim, Shalomesh, Beishloimo, Yadihuta, and the Bada, they're all being right from this Alocha, Bada, Zeyah, even by something that's Yavesh. However, there's also our Michael. And then Monk Hayat, all Yesh, Beyesh. If you go with Mahalakh, how much to be Machmal Meister, you see every single particle, it's very good. The problem seems to be, what is the get of Zeyah? You do see steam rising, or heat rising. The question is, there's heat and the steam, right? Where does it switch over from heat to steam? You see heat. The seat that goes up. If you don't see steam, so Zeyah we type the steam. Where does steam and heat transfer over to being steam? Where's the borderline? And maybe heat is steam. Maybe it's the same thing. That seems to be the tumult. They're coming right, not coming from Matthias. No, everyone seems to be Ikka coming from right. The Ikka coming from right. From Nisus and other cases. Yeah, they're saying that we have. They have Prim Gadim saying whatever wrote over there is not right. So he's talking about Boston Hollow. It's crazy. The body says, I'm bringing right from over here. They're coming from Boston Hollow. Right? They're coming from over here. They're bringing right from over here to Boston Hollow. Yeah, Jesus says, what are you talking about? It says, Prim Gadim, you missed a tour. They said, oh, Baruch Shem, you have the tour when you learn our Chaim. Yeah, Jesus says, Baruch Shem, you have to mark across the board. According to Machmirim. Now, the way how the Olam seems to do, for this reason, could be, the Olam is more, say, to wait 24 hours. I mean, first of all, it depends if your grill's on top, really not a problem. But let's say that the grill's on bottom. They weigh 20 pounds. It's any ben yoimoy. On this machlokes, and they clean it out, and there's something even kashrut. It's not a problem, right? You have a bunch of two of them. Maybe kashrut you can, maybe kashrut you can. And it says only the rabbanon. Who says, what is Zeyah? Zeyah itself can even the rabbanon. But if I can say, all the content of Zeyah is the rabbanon. And he's a base mayor. So it really depends who he is, what's going on. And Kai itself is everything. Just one more you said quickly about Zeyah, it's my place still here, but the Ikka get the figure of Zeyah, is that how exactly does Zeyah work? You're saying Zeyah is my place over. Zeyah is the same thing. There's my place, you read them as Shabu on the grass and others over here. But what does Zeyah is over? Is the Zeyah is over meaning it connects the two sides? For example, you have food in the oven, and you have a wall on top. And therefore, the Zeyah rises as if there's a gesture, as if the food is touching the wall. And therefore, as if an oven is like a pot. Well, it's not a shiny, that what is it, what's going on? At that time, what happened? What's rising? The liquid's rising, and therefore, what is that? Let's say the inside of food is meat and gravy. What's rising is meat, and therefore, the meat's touching the walls, but not that there's any chibur touching between the two. Now, I mean, it is, we'll ask the thing on bottom. If you say if it's a chibur connecting the two, then the Dagmar Vav wants to know the what happened. when the meat is touching the walls, if the meat, first they had milk inside the oven, then milk inside the oven, the milk is touching now the food, and after the food. If you go outside a sheni, and the side of the Zeh, it's not shot as a gesher. The thing itself, the food itself is running and touching it, and you have to know how the world, the food, the Zeh, come back down, how the world can ask the panam bottom. That's what Holy Spirit Akhoinim, the way Harubin, when he says over in Shir, he says, among Chayasol, the Chetzin, Chayasol, it says that a oven is like a pot, it's kept touching his mamish, like gesher mamish, and therefore, however you deal with a pot, you have to deal with an oven. After I said in those ones, say, and the body says, it is not that way, they come among the place, he wants China, it's like, guys, it's only what's rising is the ister or the heter itself, that's the food itself, and then how to get back down, you have to get involved with problem, even the droplet or the zeh is moving around, the cells come back down.
The pot is leaking to the gusher and the pot.
A pot touching the wall.
And going up to the top,
that
the same issue.
So what happened? You put a lid on top, everyone say, then it doesn't make a difference. Either it's metal gesher, or metal zeh, it's just no place to go, go up and down, goes in circles, zeh, no place for it to go. That's what they want to say, they said over here. They read them slowly, everyone's saying a different part. One team is saying metal gesher, and some team is saying zeh goes in circles. But in the other one, or a place that's open, that's going to be the machlokes. So let's say you have a pot on bottom, and you have food on top, and then it's wide open. According to the machmim, and the koin degim of Avol, the maestro's thing about the author. Went about a shulchan and the email wanted the bamboo will be more to no gesher. Point of clock.
If you have
one more time?
If you have noodles and you put cheese on it.
You ready to put cheese on it?